Mishneh Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the fourth day of Adar Aleph, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Peah, Perek Dalad, Mishneh Vav. When it talks about Matnas Anim, the gifts for the poor, it mentions Uvekutzrechem Eskitziratzchem, when you harvest the harvest of your produce, of your grain, then you shall not finish off Lesechala Pasadcha, you shall not finish off the corn of the field. And the leket gitzricha los laked, you also cannot collect that which fell out when you're picking up the doing the harvesting. The Gemara learns that from the words over kutzrachem, tells us only if you harvest it, not if goyim harvest it. If goyim are harvesting it for themselves, there's no chiv in giving living payah and leket. Similarly, when it comes to shikra means when you forget a bundle, when you're getting the bundles together, it says Kitzircha, your bundle, from which we learn, excluding goyim. What happens, however, if a person did it, he harvested the field when he was a goy, then he became Jewish. And the ears of grain are still standing there in the field. They're waiting there in the field to be collected. Is there a chiv, is there an obligation now for a nesanim or not? Says the Mishnah, Nochir Shekotzer Esadeo, if a goy harvested his field, V'yachakech Nizgair, and then he became Jewish, even though he hasn't yet bundled the stalks or the grain and made bundles out of it, Potu min ha-leket or min ha-shikra or min ha-peya. He's exempt from giving leket and shikra, leket, what falls out while you're taking the goods, while you're harvesting, and from shikra, from what you forget to take, and payah from the corner of the field. You don't have to leave anything now, because the chiyuv of giving these three applied when he was harvesting it. At that stage, he was a goy, and it was not chayiv in matnas anim. There was not chayiv in matnas anim. Rabbi Huda mechayiv b'shikra. Rabbi Huda says, when it comes to shikra, any bundle that he would forgot, that the ger forgets in his field, that is chayv to leave for the field for the anim. Why? She'en sha shikra el b'shas imro. Because shikra applies later. Shikra applies when he's still gathering the bundles. Now, according, there's two pshat in what it means by shas imro. Some say that shas imro, Rabbi Yehuda, means is at the time when he's making the bundles. Others learn that what does it mean, b'shasa imur? It means at the time when he's taking the small bundles and making the big stacks, making a goddish. And at the time he's doing the imur, the time that he's making these bundles, he was already a ger, and he was chayiv, therefore he's chayiv in shikra. So what does the Tanakama hold? The Tanakama holds that as so long as there was no obligation to give gifts to the poor while the grain was growing, while it was kama, while it was standing, meaning leket and peah, which applies when it's standing, therefore there's no chiyuv of giving the bundle of making the shikra, even though when it's in the oimer, it's already after it's cut. The Rishalmi explains the reason of the Tanakama, why is he exempt from all things, including shikra, is because the Chachamim made it following drasha. It says, V'shachachta oimer basode, if you forget an oimer, if you get a bundle in the field. From here they learned that shikra applies not just, leaving things that you forget, applies not just to cut produce, but also koma, shikra's koma, if you forget. So when you're harvesting part of the field and you forget to take a certain part of it, the field, that has a din like a bundle that you've left, that you have to leave for the anim. And therefore, the Chachamim learn that whatever is chayiv in shikras koma, when there is an obligation of leaving what you forget to harvest while it's still growing, that will also be chayiv bish oimer when it's in bundles after it's cut. But because the ger did not have the chiv of the shikra of koma, of standing grain, because at the time it was standing, it was still growing, he was a goy, so therefore also after it's cut, shikra, although shikra would apply, but normally it would apply, but here it won't apply. Shikra som enechai. And the locha is indeed like the Tanakama, that there is no obligation of leket, shikra, or peah. Mishnah Zayin. Not just a goy is harvesting will be exempt from the mitzvah of matnas anim, but also hekdesh. If a person donates something to hekdesh and it's hekdesh property, then there is no obligation to leave the gifts for the poor. Again, the Pasuk says, Uvakutzrachem, when you, your private harvest, Kutzircha, when you forget your produce. If it's hektish, it's not yours. Hektish Kama, says the Mishnah, what happens if a person donated to hektish the produce of his field while it was still growing? And then he went back and he redeemed it. Or Fodor Kama, he redeemed it from hektish, but it was still growing, it was not yet cut. So he cut it, and when he cut it, now it's back to his own property, Chayov. He's obligated in the gifts of Beked Lepeya, Leked Shikha. Why? Because the Chayov applies when he's harvesting. Now, at the time of harvesting, it's no longer Hektish property, it's his own. Next case, similarly, if a person's Makdish Omorin, he's giving the Hektish to when the bundles of grain are ready cut. Ufada Omarin, but he redeemed it afterwards from Hektish. Again, Chayiv is Chayiv in Shikha. Why? Because of the time when he's doing the bundling now, it's not Hektish properly. And certainly Chayiv in Pei and Leket, because those obligations, Pei leaving a corner of the field and Leket leaving whatever drops out of your hand while you're harvesting, these were obligations when there was standing grain at the time of the harvest. At the time of the harvest, he didn't yet Makdish it. But, says the Mishnah, what happens if he's Makdish Koma, if he's Makdish the standing grain, Ufada Omarin, but when he comes to redeem it, Hektish had already cut it. So at the time of the harvest, it was not his property, it was Hektish property, and there's no chiv of leaving the gifts then when the Hektish harvests it. And he went and bought back, he redeemed his produce after it was already in bundles. He was paid it. Peturah. Then the produce is potter from Peah, Likert, Leket, and Shikha. Shabishas Chivasa Hosapturah, because of the time where the chiv of these matnasanim would have applied to the grain, namely the time of the harvest and the time of the bundling, making the bundles, it was the produce of Hektish, which is exempt from matnasanim. Now, here we have a machlokas how to learn pshat in our Mishnah. Some say when it says Petura, it's exempt. The Mishnah doesn't say exactly from what. We've learned first, the way we just learned, it's from all three. So some say that when it says potter, it means petura from peah, according to all opinions. But as far as shikha, there will be a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Just like we had a machlokas in the previous mission about a goy who harvested a field and then became Jewish. The Chachamim said he's exempt also from shikha, for the reason we said that. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says chayv shikha, because he says shikha applies b'shas imur at the time of bundling. So therefore, here also, according to these Meforshim, Bartanura, the Rambam, only the Chachamim would say it's potter from all things. Rabbi Yehuda would hold it's chayv in peah, chayv in shikha. Others, however, learn that what does b'shas ha'imur mean? Time of bundling. It means at the time when a person is bundling and making the bundles in the first place, not taking it from the first bundles and making it into stacks. At the time when he's making the bundles, then it was a tvor of hektish. And therefore, according to all opinions, everyone will hold a potter from shikha, because that's when the chiyuv of shikha applies, when you're making the original bundles. Whereas if you say, like the Rambam learns, that making the bundles means taking the smaller bundles, making a big stack, well, at that stage now, he's already been poted from Hektish. Well, Rabbi Yehuda will hold that it is Chayiv in Peah. So depending on how you learn what does Shas HaImur mean, that will make a difference in how you learn the Mishnah. Again, if you learn like the Rambam, that Shas HaImur, the time of bundling refers to making from smaller bundles, big ones, the Goddish, then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you will be then according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'll be Chayiv in Peah, because it's no longer Hektish. But if I learn that Shas Imur means the time when you originally make the bundles, at the time originally bundles, it was Hektish doing it. So according to everybody, you're potter in Shikha.